USA Radio News.
The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. Indiana University Health System said it, quote, routinely conducts reviews to make sure staff are protecting patient privacy. A review of Dr. Caitlin Bernard's conduct in the matter found her, quote, in compliance with privacy laws. An Indiana attorney suggested that Bernard might have violated her legal duties to report the abortion, to report the girl's abuse, and to abide by HIPAA, which protects patient privacy. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There is a fentanyl problem.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, two dozen young people contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Italian Premier Mario Draghi offered to step down Thursday after a populist coalition ally refused to support a key government bill. But the nation's president rejected the resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A federal judge temporarily halted a subpoena demanding testimony from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham in a Georgia special grand jury investigation into former President Donald Trump's behavior after losing the 2020 election. Graham filed a motion earlier on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court in South Carolina in an effort to avoid testifying about Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Graham's subpoena calls for him to be available to appear before the special grand jury on August 2nd. Two teens have been charged with third-degree murder after security footage went viral, showing a group fatally beating a Philadelphia man to death with traffic cones. The 73-year-old died in the hospital a day after the June 24th beating, police say. The 14-year-old boy and girl arrested have both been charged as adults. It is unclear whether the other children captured on security footage, which totals 7, will face similar charges. Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the 4th and 5th shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.